Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought I was losing the race, looking for love in all the wrong places. Really don't know how we made it here. Never thought I was worth what you give. Never felt quite alive, now I'm living. Yeah, you kill my doubts, they disappear. When I feel like nothing's gonna hold me down, you do used to be scared of falling till you came around, came around. Now I just wanna stay here, fall into midnight. Won't nobody else now, won't it feel right? Time and joke wasted, time wasted time. So stay till the morning, stay for a while. I just wanna lay. I was numb before, but now I feel. Any problem will figure it out. Any love lost will bring back around. Any broken heart will make it heal. When I feel like nothing's gonna hold me down, hold me down. You do used to be scared of falling till you came.
I'm supposed to say hello. Hey everybody, welcome to the Art of Seduction. Hopefully you all have a good time tonight. We have a nice big board full of poetry. We had a lot of different prompts, all quotes to write to, and we had one image. It turned out to be a very well-written to contest, and I was very pleased. And as always, it's great to see everybody. I hope you're having a great week, and I hope you have a better week to follow, because you know that's what I always say. I'm a kind of creature of habit. So anyhow, I don't know. I think it's going to be fun. Hopefully you won't be stuck listening to me read every poem tonight, but I don't think so. I think I have a couple people calling. And I look forward to hearing from them. Anyway, that was an interesting song that I picked for the intro. I had a heck of a time coming up with a song that would kind of reflect any of the prompts, but I think that one did okay. So anyway, I guess it's just me, and I don't really know what to talk about, except for, I guess I'll start reading something. I pretend like I know what I'm doing. But anyway, no, Naomi, we did not run enough. This first piece I'm going to put up, it's called Sugar My Soul by Hope Soul. So, here we go. Let me give this one a read. Oh, and Naomi is joining us. So, hello, Naomi.
Hello.
Welcome to the party.
Hi.
It's a party. Up until now, it was a party of one. Now it's a party of two. That's pretty good. I think there's a song by that title. Yeah, I think it's a party of two. Yeah. So yes. So how are you tonight?
Oh, good, good. I got, you know, I've been doing, I've been packing candy bags, treat bags for the Halloweeners,
oh,
and I have 320 done. So I have,
oh,
you know, like 70 to go.
That's a lot of bags. Oof.
Oh, I know a lot of kiddies. Oh,
I was
going
to say, you must have a lot of kids come to see you. Cause,
oh, yeah, like 3 hours, you know, because it's from 4 to 7. And it's like a parade. The whole street is like a costume parade.
That's awesome. Exactly.
Yeah,
awesome.
You know,
when
it's free.
I used to love having a bunch of little kids to come in the neighborhood, but... you know, the neighborhood has grown up since then and moved away, you know, all the kids that we had,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, their parents have moved away and some have passed on.
Yeah.
So we don't have as many people that come this way at all. You know, people
yeah.
tend to stay in their own areas these days. I guess
yeah,
safety,
well, this is the first place that I live in because I moved around a lot. And this is the first place I live in that, you know, that, like, the first year, I was, like, giving out one candy per kid because, you
oh
know, I wasn't expecting it, you know? And
right.
I was there like, oh, my gracious, you know, what's this?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I believe it. Oh, no, that's awesome, though. It's a lot of fun when you have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're making great progress. You're ahead of the game. Got a couple of weeks yet.
Yeah. All the decorations up and everything and the orange lights shining outside.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Ah.
Yes. So listen, I put that piece up by Hope Soul. You want to give it a read
yeah.
since you're here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, wow.
An honor.
Okay, this is Sugar My Soul. The parts of me which soft your skin adds Hispanic flavor to deep-set amour. In your eyes, depths of my soul dive deeper in your iris. Far beyond shallow, I lick and live in marrow, tapping each my your ribs, listening to stars glitter echoes. Their dust softly sugars, paper skin, where I melt into your wine cellar. Pieces made whole once they lock lips with the maker. Warm rosemary bread fresh from the oven. Bakers bake by the dozen, keeping biscuits warm under the quilt. Bellies pressed together gently, crushing purple ripe grapes. Blending together mead, honey, drink, tongue, the Poland flower where homestead brings. Whatever blossoms from your pores is where my roots took soil. Squeeze the droplets. At midnight, you taste like spring. And
Nice read, Naomi. Nice read. Great poem by Hope Soul. I love this. And this was written to the prompt, whatever souls are made of, yours and mine are the same, which I liked. I thought that was a really cool quote. I think this was beautiful. I loved the parts of me which salt your skin, adds Hispanic flavor to deep set amour. I loved that first four lines. I really did. I thought they were great. you know, the second stanza just as well. But then when it got down here, peace is made whole once they lock lips with the maker. Warm rosemary bread fresh from the oven. Bakers bake by the dozen, keeping biscuits warm under the quilt. I love that. I think I love the reference to bread because it always takes me to Neruda. He had a lot of poems with that kind of feel to them, because he spoke of bread, because bread is like sustenance, you know. It's just something wonderful there. I love bellies pressed together, gently crushing purple ripe grapes, blending together mead, honey, drink. Tongue, the pollen flower where homestead brings. Beautiful, beautiful, right? So many great thoughts in here, and I just love the way she wrote it. So wonderful job, Hope, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. And what did you think, Naomi?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what wonderful metaphors all the way through that she brought up here. This is, you know, she has an amazing talent to write. They both do, you know. And, you know, I just love, you know, all the way through, but especially that ending, Mom, my gracious, you know, whatever blossoms from your pores is where my roots took soil. Squeeze the droplet at midnight, he tastes like spring. Wow, that, you know, that comes up to everything, the pollen and the flowers and then, you know, all the other stuff, the ripe the grapes and, you know, everything kind of comes into focus there with those last lines. It's just such a great ending. And, you know, beautifully, beautifully, uniquely clever and so warm. Like you said, I think you said that, Phil, you know, there's a warmth to this life. Yeah, it's really, you feel like the prompt, you know, take on the prompt, like the souls are really connecting, you know, and these two people, they're really together here. So, beautiful, beautiful take on that prompt for sure. Amazing, right?
I really liked it all the way around. Excellent. So great piece, Hope, and thank you again for sharing with us. It's always good. Let's see what else is happening. Okay, I'm going to read the next one. And we'll hold off for a minute or two, just in case Ed Hunter calls in. I know sometimes he does when he writes for us.
I said, oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, I missed the okay for it. I thought you were saying something else. Okay, this one is called Our Sea by Freckled Poet. So, Our Sea. Close the door for all the world right now. We are all that matters. Come to me. Leave me breathless. Leave me shaking. Leave me speechless in a pool of well-earned sweat. Just don't leave me. Our bodies entwined like two cobras ready to devour the other. Wet lips part allowing. Oh, hang on a second. I lost my spot. Allowing a tongue lashing that will follow you the rest of this night. Nipples engorged, pale white skin surrounds peaks of pink, are now hot and rosy. My lips plumped from the smell of your testosterone-laced skin. No need for a map. The hills and valleys of our bodies are entrenched as one, as the world drowns around us, floating aimlessly in our sea of oxytocin and dopamine. Don't move, don't talk, and don't open that door. End quote.
I love that.
Woo-hoo.
Don't open that door. You're not
Absolutely.
Going anywhere.
Absolutely. Feel free to start. Let's not stand on, I don't even know what I'm going to say. Anyway, let's not stand on ceremony. Go ahead and start your comment, Naomi. I mean, there's only two of us.
Freckled Poet. Oh, my gracious, you know, I don't know. I'm coming to know this poet more and more because she's writing for our contest, especially for The Art of Seduction. And, wow, she can really bring the heat. And, you know, in a clever and witty way, you know. I just loved, you know, we're like cobras ready to devour the other. Wet lips part, allowing a tongue lashing that will follow you the rest of this night. Yeah, you know, you just imagine those tongues going at it. And then the other part, no need for a map. The hills and valley of our bodies are entrenched as one, as the world drowns around us, floating aimlessly. You know, I love that. And then, of course, the ending, you know, which is so direct, as the rest of her poem is, you know, don't move, don't talk, and don't open that door. It's like, you know, come here, baby. Let's get it on.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, I have to agree. I thought it was an excellent piece. I really loved it very much. And wonderful imagery all the way through the poem. I love how she starts out, close the door for all the world. Right now, we are all that matters. Come to me. Leave me breathless. Leave me shaking. Leave me speechless in a pool of well-earned sweat. Just don't leave me. Our bodies entwined like two cobras ready to devour each other. Wet lips part, allowing a tongue lashing that will follow you the rest of the night. There were great lines all the way down. And then at the end, when she says, just don't open that door, it's like, yep, close the door in the beginning and don't open it. Just don't open it. let's just revel on each other for the night. And I think that that was just excellent, you know.
It made the poem feel so more like really in the moment, you know, sincere and authentic, you know, because that would be something that you'd say, you know, don't open that door, you know. Yeah. So really, absolutely. Really well done.
Absolutely. So that's a great piece. And thank you so much, Freckled Poet. We appreciate you sharing with us always. Okie dokie. Let me see. Nope. Let me see what else is cooking over here. Okay, Naomi, I'm going to come back to you. This is like being on the seesaw. It's like the seesaw.
Yeah, up and down.
This is called His Heartbeat by Teresa Streshenkov. So whenever you're ready.
I was refreshed.
I did. It's there.
I keep refreshing and don't see it. I got it. My computer, I don't know, I have to change it. It's getting so slow. I think it's filled up with contest pictures. Okay. This is by Teresa Streshenkov. His Heartbeat. My little bit of peace I find is laying in his arms and clear my mind. I'm going to start over. His Heartbeat. My little bit of peace of mind laying in his arms to heal my heart from the beating of my heart. I knew. Sharp like a drum.
You're fading it out, sweetheart.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm fading out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Either that or my ears are. I'm hoping it's not my ears. Nothing personal.
Oh, my goodness. I never have trouble with the radio.
I know. Normally, you're crystal clear.
Yeah.
That's weird.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Can you hear me now, or am I still fading in and out?
Right now, you sound okay.
Okay, I'll start again. If ever I fade out again, I'll just hang up on that.
Okay,
His Heartbeat. My little bit of peace I find lay in the dark. From the beginning of the world, I do. His heart is like a drummer boy, beat after beat makes I love this look. Paul. On his chest, listening to his heart is just the best. End poem.
Okay. Well, Naomi,
did I
say
it?
You really did. It was bad. It was bad.
You reread it while I'm phoning back in. Okay.
Okay. Teresa, this is our third go around. Here we go. His heartbeat. My little bit of peace I find is laying in his arms and clear my mind. From the beating of his heart, I knew it from the very start. His heart is like a drummer boy. Beat after beat makes my love deploy. Falling for him more and more, in his arms, I do adore. Thump, 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 his heart sings. Oh, what solitude it brings. My head fits perfect on his chest. Listening to his heart is just the best. End poem. Okay. And it's me. Jean, would you like to comment on that poem? Absolutely. This is a lovely poem, Teresa. I'm not sure which prompt you used, but I do believe there was one here that, let me grab it. The very first one. I think it might be a take on this. She buried her ears into the calm of his heartbeat and in a matter of seconds felt terribly in love with the way her loneliness fell softly and suddenly asleep in his chest. I think that might be the quote that you chose. If not, sorry, but I thought it fit. So I'd like to believe that is correct. But nicely done piece. I like the way you began with this. My bit of peace I find is laying in his arms and clear my mind. From the beating of his heart, I knew it from the very start. I like that because, you know, it brings the reader to that place, that place of comfort and, you know, where you can kind of feel like you can get lost in it, in his heartbeat, beating his heart. You kind of set a stage almost. You know, you gave us this scenario. And I think that it was wonderful in the first stanza. I like the, I also liked thump, 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 his heart sings. Oh, what solitude it brings. My head fits perfect on his chest. Listening to his heart is just the best. You know, I like those lines, and I can deal with that sentiment completely. I totally understand where you're coming from with that statement alone. Hey, Naomi, welcome back.
Hello. Am I better now?
You sound loud and clear.
Okay. I changed my headphones, so maybe it was my old headphones. I had my old headphones on.
Maybe. It's hard to tell. It just was weird because you never break up or anything when you're on.
No, never, never.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Me, the perfectionist in me went, what?
I always hate to interrupt and say, oh, you're breaking up. But you were just kind of really breaking up. I was like, oh, my. But so listen. You know, I know you've read Teresa's poem a couple times.
Yeah.
Would you like to give us a comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I like her reference, you know, the way she brings in the drummer, like a drummer boy. Beat after beat makes my love deploy. I thought that was, like, unique, that, you know, like the little drummer boy. And, yeah, like you said, thump, 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 his heart sings of what solitude it brings. My head fits perfect on his chest. Listening to his heart is just the best. Yeah, you feel the connection there again in this poem, you know. Her head just you know, fitting perfectly on his chest there, just listening to his heart beating. There's a calm, soothing, you know, tenderness to this poem.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. I love when my computer just does whatever it wants.
Whip it, Phil. Whip it.
I'm thinking about it. Yes. Me and Viva, we're going to whip it. Whip it good. Okay. So getting out of here. But thank you, Teresa, for sharing with us. That was a great piece. And a great take on that prompt for sure. Let me see now. I think I'm going to find a poem for Naomi. I'm going to let her give this another whirl. Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. This one is called Basking in Your Love's Illuminance by Jenny DeDeep. So whenever you are ready.
Okay. Basking in Your Love's Illuminance by Jenny the Deep. Wrapped around your magical fingers, my devotion to you eternally lingers. You're what I want all morning and night, filling me up with euphoric delight. In love again, your touch made me believe, drowning me in your hypnotic seas. Connecting your river to my ocean ever flowing, cosmic connections within us are glowing. Harmonizing hearts, heavenly hammer, synchronized, sparkling souls soon stammer. You, like the sun, make warm sensations rise, basking in your luminous, luring eyes. End poem.
Nice. Nice read, Naomi. Yes, you sounded fine, too, by the way.
Good.
Absolutely. I think that I like the first stanza of this poem, but I can't say I didn't like either of the others. You know, I really liked them pretty much, you know, as much. It was a great piece to put together here. But I like wrapped around your magical fingers, my devotion to you eternally lingers. You're what I want all morning and night, filling me up with euphoric delight. I thought that was a great way to begin this poem. Because it definitely, you know, starts out with how she feels. The second stanza was great. But I have to say, I like this last one. Harmonizing hearts, heavenly hammer, synchronized, sparkling souls soon stammer. You, like the sun, make warm sensations rise, basking in your luminous, luring eyes. I love the way she ended this. And I think that she did a good job with this. She said she used prompts 1, 3, 4, and 6. I'm not that good enough to pull it all together, so I'm not going to pretend like I am. But I think it was a great poem, and I think that it definitely fit the thoughts that I had in my head when I put the contest together, because I thought that the prompts were kind of, they were loving and, you know, I don't know, kind of thoughtful. And I think that this kind of captured that. So thank you very much, Jenny, for writing for the contest and for sharing with us. And Naomi, whenever you're ready.
Well, you know, I can see prompt 4 a lot. Which is, and I always think of you at midnight between the stillness of my soul and the pounding of my heart. I can see that one definitely in it. And 6, you said I do, which is I do not desire mediocre love. I want to drown in someone. So, you know, I can see those in that, you know, in that poem, basking in your basking in your love's illuminous. For a minute there, I thought I wasn't on the right poem. Oh, my gracious. How mixed up am I tonight? Oh, boy. Yeah, I can see that. You know, the drowning, of course, drowning in your hypnotic seas, which, you know, I just love, because anything to do with nature, the ocean and the water, I'm right there, you know. And then she says, connecting your river to my ocean ever flowing. You know, that is amazing, that metaphor, you know, like she's a river which is connecting to his ocean that is ever flowing, you know. So they're like unified there together, like they're ever flowing into each other. You know, all like that comes down to the drowning, you know, they're always drowning into each other, you know, always feeding off of, you know, always together. There goes that noise again. Am I fading in and out again?
A little bit, yeah. What's up with that?
What is that? It strikes,
I have no idea.
Like, I don't know. Oh, my gracious. Yeah, but I really like this all the way through. Great job, Jenny.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must be those UFOs flying overhead.
Did Rex say he'd phone in?
Is
he landing somewhere?
When you least expect it, right? Oh, God, that's strange. Well, you sound better now, so I guess we're good.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's very odd. Okay. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Take Me Down by Jessica C. Wheeler. Let me... Poor old guy. Okay. Take Me Down. And this is written to the prompt, I do not desire mediocre love. I want to drown in someone. Lovers drift on a tranquil water surface, content and undisrupted in a clear and shallow stream. I smile to mask my sense of pity, then strip down and dive into the depths of your roaring sea. I've treaded calmer waters, predictable and steady, nestled and unquenched until your taste touched my tongue. I wondered then what I now know as I ride your wave in chains. I was never meant to float, but to watch them glide from the ocean's floor. Will you take me to take me again and again? I'm tethered to you in tempestuous tides. My body and breath, yours to take away. End poem. Nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Naomi. Well, it's on you, girl.
Yeah, well, again, you know, the use of nature, the use of water, you know, in the beginning, she's contented. I love the metaphor, in a clear and shallow stream, you know, just that, the kind of love that's okay, it's okay, you know, but it's just okay, it's tranquil, it's peaceful, it's, you know, on. You know, you just glide smoothly. You know, I have been in that kind of love before. But, you know, then you meet somebody and it's like, you know, the roaring sea, like she says, like you dive into the depths of a roaring sea. You know, it's this new love that she meets in a, I was never meant to float, but to watch them glide from the ocean's floor. Will you take me to take me again and again? I'm tethered to you in tempestuous tides, my body and breath, yours to take away. I just love those lines. So well written by Jessica C. Wheeler. And what a wonderful, wonderful use of the nature again, use of the water, the ocean, and just amazing metaphors, beautifully written.
Absolutely, absolutely. I could have copied this whole thing and put it down in the comments again, too. No laughing, Naomi, I did that to you the other night. Sometimes when you're reading something, it's like the whole thing just flows so beautifully together. And
yeah.
I think that Jessica accomplished that with this.
you know, when you look at the prompt, I mean, you know, it's so I want to drown in someone. You can get that, because how many times have we just wanted, like, have you been in love and you just thought, this is wonderful, and you just want to be enveloped by all of them, you know, like completely. You just want to be lost in them. And I can totally understand that. But lovers drift on a tranquil water surface, content and undisrupted in a clear and shallow stream. I smile to mask my sense of pity, then strip down and dive into the depths of your roaring sea. Ah, I love that right there. You know, diving into the depths of your roaring sea. I think that's great. I was never meant to float, but to watch them glide from the ocean's floor, where you take me and take me again and again. I'm tethered to you in tempestuous tides, my body and breath yours to take away. Oh, I think it's just lovely. Just lovely. So, I mean, you know, definitely thank you for sharing with us tonight. Very much, Jessica. And thank you for entering the contest. This is not going to be an easy one to judge. I can just tell you that already. Okay.
So funny, we're talking about Rex and the UFOs, and I think he's reading the entries to one of his contests because he just commented on one of my poems.
See, that it is his fault. See how that works?
Yeah, so he's here. He's here. He's floating overhead.
Causing interference. Absolutely. Well, let's see now. Well, we have a phone call. That's always good. Hello, area code 513. Who's calling, please?
This is Jody.
Hey, Jody.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Very good, very good.
Very good.
Hi, Jody.
I was just getting ready to tell Naomi we needed to get our Z voices on because we had a couple men's pieces coming up.
Oh,
and
no,
here
right.
You are. Magic.
Perfect time.
Magic, yes. So I'll tell you what, you just got here, but I'm going to put you to work. Let me put this first piece on.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I got to do.
Why not, right?
Well, the first piece I'm going to put up is a piece by Ed Hunter, and it's called Our Naked Bodies. So, Jody, whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right. Ed Hunter, Our Naked Bodies. Shimmering silhouettes outlined our contours into a ravishing splendor. Cascading seeds blossom into warm, sweet carnations, vibrant in pink and scarlet colors. Contouring flesh flames in the twilight hour, culting a seductive spice we can't resist. End poem.
Nice. Nice read, Jody. Nice read. Naomi, you want to start us off?
I just read his AM. Did you read that? I'm posting this while I'm 20, you know, it must be 20 feet up in a tree hunting.
Hang on.
Don't fall down.
Yeah, right.
Simmering silhouettes outlined our contours into ravishing splendors. I just love this brevity, packed so much into it, you know. Cascading seeds blossom into warm, sweet carnations, vibrant with pink and scarlet colors. I love his reference, his metaphor there of the warmth of the carnations. And, you know, them blushing, you know, into pink and scarlet colors, like the our skin, like the flesh, you know, which is blushing and turning into different colors there. I like that. And the last stanza, of course, just brings it all together. I like the seductive spice. I like that. And the flames in the twilight hour. sculpting a seductive spice, we can't resist. So amazing, amazing brevity written here from Ed Hunter. Bravo.
Absolutely. I have to agree. I thought this was a great brevity by Ed. You know, I wasn't too sure. So hard to pick something out of a brevity because it all relies on, you know, each part relies on another part. But I did like cascading seeds blossom into warm, sweet carnations, vibrant in pink and scarlet colors, contouring flesh, flames in the twilight hour, sculpting a seductive spice we can't resist. I just think you did a great job with this. So thank you so much for sharing with us, Ed, and a nice take on the prompt. Absolutely. So thanks for sharing. And Jody, how about you?
Yeah, I thought it was a good play on the prompt as well. You know, the cascading seeds blossoming, you know, their souls blossoming as they're together. I thought that was really nice. I did like the seductive spice too. I was leaves to your imagination what that would be. But yeah, he did a really, really good job packing in so much in so little words. I always enjoy those.
Absolutely. Okay. Awesome comments. I'm out of there. I got to figure out where... Oh, my. I'll tell you what. I'm going to do Betty Page's piece real quick. And I have an audio for hers, which is always nice. Always nice. Let me put this up. And here we go. This is called Devil's Kiss by Betty Page. And just for the record, I do believe that this is for prompt 5. She's the kind of girl that could seduce you from across the room. Oh, no, 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 no. That was wrong. Shame on me. She kissed me. She kissed the devil. Only a beautiful soul like hers would kiss the damned. And that was by Daniel Saint. So, let me put it up. I did put it up. Let me hit the button. Let me just be quiet now.
Devil's kiss. He's seduced me sweet. His tainted smile, lush, sweet lips. Tongue. Flicking within me, slithering deep down inside, so pleasurably juicy, wet, divine, as he's sucking out my breath, intoxicated, twirling round and round, melodically enchanting, tastes so delicious. Decadent demise, so delightfully sinful, cruising in moonlight, allured deep in kiss. He's absolutely wicked with his wild blue eyes, cinnamon sultry, sacred imaginations. Hell's fire ginger sets girls' hearts ablaze, just a wink and a cute smile. I was imprisoned, so helpless in love, absolutely so wicked, are all of his ways. I crave him intense, grips my voluptuous hips, pulls me in to ride. He's tantalizing, viciously, he pins me down. Has his way with me, master of talents, magician of dark magic. Pierce me with your fangs, bite me vividly, love me in all positions. I'm your slave, master, whip till I submit. Chain me up in your dungeon, hide me in your lair. Taint my innocence, penetrate my fantasies, consume all my dreams. Oh, my sweet devil, I'm yours infinitely sweet. None compares to you. I lustfully thirst. Fill me up with desires. I am all yours now, sire. End poem.
My, my, my. Betty. My, my, my. Naomi, do you want to start us off on this one? Uh-oh. Naomi, are you on mute? Or did you pass out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on mute. I was talking away to myself. I was going, oh, la, la. I'm blushing. I'm blushing. Oof, the temperature just went up in my living room. You can tell that Betty had so much fun, you know, doing that SoundCloud. Oh, my gracious. You just tell. But she turned up the heat. Oh, my gracious. I just love, where was it? Oh, yeah, master of talent, magician of dark magic, pierce me with your fangs. And then whip till I submit, chain me up in your dungeon, hide me in your lair. And what was the one above that I really, really liked? Oh, yeah. Of course, the wild blue eyes, but also cinnamon sultry, sacred imaginations, hell's fire, ginger. Oh, I thought those were just amazing lines. But you know what? The devil's kiss indeed. she brought the devil tonight. This is just amazing. Well done, Betty.
Absolutely. I have to agree. And Jody, what did you have? What did you think of this one?
All right, yeah, that was very interesting. I like that SoundCloud she did. It added to the vivid imagery that she was displaying in the poem. Like, it was like a tale of two poems for me. Like, first half, I was imagining like Marilyn Monroe with a blouse blowing up in the air. And halfway through, it turned into Harley Quinn. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I thought she did a great job with that. But very well done.
Great comment. Yeah, I like this piece by Betty. It was, there was a lot going on, I can say that. Most definitely. I thought it was a great write and a great SoundCloud. Good take on the prompt, I thought. He seduced me. He seduced me, sweet. His tainted smile, lush sweet lips, seductive forked tongue, flickering within me, slithering down, deep down inside, so pleasurably. That was a heck of a way to begin, because, you know, I'm sure she captures everybody's attention in just those few lines, and then. I had to laugh because when it talked about those blue eyes, Naomi, I went, ooh, devil's got blue eyes. And then, it reminded me of the song, Behind Blue Eyes. So, definitely a great piece. And thank you so much for sharing with us, Betty. As always, I appreciate it very much. And great job. Mm-hmm. Look, the prompt is right there. And here I was looking over somewhere else.
That's what I was saying to myself. I was saying, the prompt is right there.
I'm telling you. Sometimes I scare myself. I do. I swear I do. Wow. Okay, kids. Well, I'll tell you what. Since I did that, let me put up your piece. And this piece is a collaboration between Naomi Sarah and Jody Mountain, and it's called Inside Our Quiet. So whenever you're ready.
Okay, so Jody, you start, you go down right to B.
Okay, so what do you want to do, every other one or what?
No, you do the right, you do the four first stanzas,
oh, I got
then
you.
I
okay.
do mine, and then you start after I finish outside our world. Okay.
That's perfect. All right, inside our quiet. In the quiet of morning, hush fills the room. Beside me, your breath, the most tender of sounds. Golden strands of sunlight through curtains they weave, kissing your cheeks as in my dreams, where you silently lie. Your limbs spread across me in tranquil sighs of contented abandonment. The world outside still, a distant hum, as we snuggle up inside a cocoon of comforting warmth. The serene tranquility of our softly interwoven souls. Your fingers, they twitch as dreams fade away. And in this moment, I wish to continue to be.
Drifting within dreams wherein together we dance upon the satiny ribbons of feathery dawns. As I nuzzle into your neck, finding my own heartbeat there. Curling up into the safety of your wrapped around me arms, jealous of the sunlight that softly sings along your body, of the way your skin seeps in its sensuous song, wanting to drown forever into your tender touch that spills out love into millions, millions of languages that need not exist outside our world.
Your presence, a balm, soothing my every fear. In your eyes, a universe, vast, as I embrace each moment, waking up next to you, a gift. Never taken for granted, each fresh dewy dawn, nor every new chapter of our story rewritten. For the air tastes much sweeter, with you by my side, every worry, every doubt, momentarily forgotten. There's not a rhyme to convey the depths of my love, or do I dare give it a try? For you own the greater half of my sky, where every shooting stars dare not fly, or even shooting stars dare not fly. End poem.
Nice. Nice, right, you two? Great take on the prompts. 1, 2, and 6. Mm-hmm. Let me see now. I can figure that out because I have them here. and by the way, before I do that, Lou, welcome aboard.
Hi,
Hi
Lou.
Everybody.
Hi,
everybody.
Hey, Phil. If I mute myself, it's because I'm coughing, so don't be alarmed if you see the blue button.
No, I'd be happy to see you put the blue button on. That way I know you didn't just disappear on us. I like it. So good.
Okay.
So prompt one was, she buried her ears into the calm of his heartbeat and in a matter of seconds fell terribly in love with the way her loneliness fell softly and suddenly asleep in his chest. That's one. Next one is two. Gosh, two. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. Yeah, I like that one too. And then six. I do not desire mediocre love. I want to drown in someone. So I get that they're beautiful prompts. And I think this is a beautiful poem with or without prompts, honestly. A wonderful job expressing yourselves in this piece so much. You know, there was just so many stanzas to like. I love the imagery. I love the softness of the thoughts. And I just think it was just incredibly well done. And Lou, did you get a chance to read this?
Yeah, I did get to hear most of it. I really enjoyed listening to your collab, because it wasn't just that it was soft sensuality. It was the softness that just touches the reader that reads this and the beautiful imagery that you both did in your collaboration. You know, the golden strands of sunlight, your curtains that leave kissing your cheeks, Back in my dreams where you lie silent me, your limbs spread across me in tranquil sighs of content and abandonment. And, you know, also wanting to drown forever into your tender touch that spills out love into millions of languages that need not exist outside our world. And I also like when you said that you were jealous of sunlight that, you know, that softly flew, you know, would light his body and, you know, and this tenderness, you know, of the sunlight, you know, jealous of the sunlight that softly sings along your body. Oh, this is just absolutely stunning, as it was sensually soft and gorgeous.
Absolutely. You guys want to tell us all about your
collaboration?
Yes, that's the word. That's the word.
Yeah, you know. of course, I started out a stanza. Then Jody wrote one. And so then I took my stanza down from his and fitted it in. But, you know, nitpicking me. I went and picked at it all week long. I couldn't live it apart. Then I was there. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be, he's going to be so upset at me, you know. I've been nitpicking at his lines all week.
But,
you know. I didn't change the title, right? Oh, boy. I write a poem and I can't leave it alone, you know. I just keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. Like, oh, my gracious, like, Naomi, leave it alone.
Yeah, what's that? It's a little challenging for me because I normally love rhyming. That's all I usually write. And it's a challenge for me to not rhyme. Like, that's where the ending came in. I was like,
Oh, yeah. That ending is so cool. That, you know, when you understand that, because Jody usually always rhymes. And, you know, and I started out doing freestyle. And then he, you know, decided to do freestyle too. But that ending, you know, when you understand that, that's where all the ending comes in. And, you know, there's not a rhyme to convey the depths of my love. Or do I dare give it a try? For you own the greater half of my sigh, where even shooting stars dare not fly. Oh, that was so so awesome and witty, that ending.
Right. It was a great piece all the way through. And because of the way you guys worked it, it seemed very seamless. It's not like you can read it and go, oh, she did this or he did that or he did that and she did that. By the time you were done, it was just woven beautifully together. So, and it's pretty cool, you know. Tell her, you stomp your foot and you tell her, Jody, I'm going to put a rhyme in
there. I know, right? I'm going to keep it home.
That was a great job for both of you.
Take it at it. No, she did a great job at formatting it. I'm not very good at the formatting part, so I think she did a really good job.
Excellent job. Absolutely.
We had fun anyway.
Collabs are a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to I'll read this next one. This one's by Daniel Duham. And if I can find, here it is. Okay, we're good. I'm good here. And we'll work our way from here. This is called Beyond This World by Daniel Duham. Deep within the recess of starlight's gleam, where the Andromeda strain resides, and all the quasars gather together with the Milky Way in the forefront, a star maiden appeared in the coldness of space, more beautiful than any mortal. She enveloped the essence of the universe, molded upon the place where dreams reside. No barren heart was left asunder by her presence. Mortal men quaked before her, leaving them relieved of all faculties, drunk from the elixir of desire, as they fell into a stupor of drunkenness. end poem. Okay. Lou, you want to start us off on this one?
Mm-hmm. You know, I really enjoyed this because, you know, he takes us on a star journey. And, you know, his lines are just spectacular, where he's talking about how and all the quasars gathered together with the Milky Way in the fourth set. So right there, you know, you just fall into the universe's space of these stars and, you know, the Milky Way. And then he starts talking about who is there beyond, like his title, beyond the soil, a star maiden appears in the coldness of space, more beautiful than any mortal. And she enveloped the essence of the universe. Oh, and I'm going to stop there so somebody else can comment. But those lines were just spectacular. And you did a beautiful job in reading Daniel's poem.
Thanks. Naomi, you want to go next? You got to go off mute, though. Otherwise, we can't hear.
All right, gracious. I'm disbehaving tonight. Oh, I need a spanking. You know, I thought.
I have no comment.
We all need spankings, girl, on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I thought, you know, for this prompt for you, again, one of my favorite prompts that you had up, and I always think of you at midnight between the stillness of my soul and the pounding of my heart. But I thought it, he wrote to you, are my sun, my moon, and all my stars. Yeah, I think he, you know, I think he put four because it was under that one. Because when you were reading it, I went to that prompt right away. You know, even without seeing the number, I said that's the prompt. So yeah, I think that was it. And going back to the poem because I was on the prompt there. Okay, yeah, I agree with what Lou said. You know, with all the it seems that all the goddesses of the stars are chanting in there but the star maiden appears in the coldness of space, more beautiful than any mortal. The way he just brings her into the poem, making her there, her presence amongst all those stars, you know, she's the most beautiful one, just beautiful. I love the last stanza too, drunk from the elixir of desire as they fell asleep into a stupor of drunkenness. Because she was so, she had so much presence and was so powerful that she, you know, she just, yeah, everybody just, like you said, they just quaked before her. So, yeah, wonderful tale that he spun here from that prompt. And I like the title, too, Beyond This World. He really transports us into another universe with this poem. Great work, Daniel. Bravo.
Great comment. And Jody, how about you?
Yeah, I always enjoy reading when they reference the cosmos and all the different ways. It does give it an out-of-this-world experience when you read it. I definitely like that. Getting drunk on an elixir of desire, I'll take a six-pack of that for sure. I've been, you know, not in a drunkenness of desire, but around beautiful women, right? So I totally know what he's trying to convey there. Very relatable. Yeah, I thought from top to bottom, he did a very good job with that.
Absolutely. Great comment. I thought this was a great piece by Daniel, and I enjoyed his take on the prompt. But I have to say, if it's not prompt three, I'm a monkey's uncle. You know? As Naomi said, I think he just grabbed the wrong number. because this totally suits prompt three. And I thought it was well done. A star maiden appeared in the coldness of space, more beautiful than any mortal. She enveloped the essence of the universe, molded upon the place where dreams reside. No barren heart was left asunder by her presence. You know, just a beautiful stanza there. And there was a lot of other lines that were just as nice throughout the poem. And it was nice working. Thanks for sharing with us all. Appreciate that, Daniel. As always, it's great to see your work. Okay. Me too, Lou. I get mixed up too. Absolutely. It's like, wait, I have to go all the way to the top and work my way down in order to get it right. Jody, I'm going to give you a piece to read. This is called A Drowning, Parts 1 and 2 by Dark Knight of the Soul.
Oh. Okay. A Drowning, Parts 1 and 2. Part 1. I've always sailed in the sea of love, on water safe and sound, never seeing the necessity in letting myself drown. I rode waves that were never too rough, as calm as any land. Never knew the danger I was in until drowning began. I gurgled your saltwater kisses. I swam inside your skin. You showered me with wetness until I end and you begin. Tributaries of mouth meeting mouth. Rivers flow into seas. Both of us master of waterways. Both of us made to please. Cataracts of you fell upon me, lakes of myself filled you, and in the dawning on arousal, drowning was what I had to do. Oceans take me from this ground, what I give to once more drown. End poem.
Then that was only the end of part one, Jody.
Oh, geez. I guess I should scroll down.
Just a little bit.
Part two.
No.
There's a commercial break, right?
That's right.
I've witnessed many a drowning where the infamous sea of love consumes. I've watched bodies sink like stone to the ocean floor. Where water is murky, vision is blurred, lost in the droplets of another. I took pity on the wretched who fell overboard, careless with their footing, addicts going pool to pool, fixed on hits of melancholy romance as damp skin of flesh dragged them under. In secret, I envied every drowning. I have rarely been consumed by that sea. Lessons of the heart came to me practically. Dipped my toes in once or twice, where mouth knew oceans of mouth and cataract facial sprayed. I swam inside skin, but always reached dry land whenever my own drowning began. I have witnessed many go under. I wanted to be that drowning man. End poem. All right.
You know, if I had thought quick enough, I would have said, a station identification. Welcome to Late Night Radio. I would have done it. I would have done it, but I was too slow. Damn it. That would have been good right there in the Nice read. A nice write, Dark Night of the Soul. Naomi, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, you know, I liked how, you know, he did this. He did it in two parts. The first part is rhyming and, you know, where he talks of the love, you know, and all, you know, like a classical poem, you know, and it's, you know, very romantic, very, you know, all this, you know, all this love going on. And then in the second part, he goes freestyle, eh? And where he says it, you know, where he says his real feelings, I guess, you know, where he's envying every drowning, and he says the real truth, you know, that he witnessed many a drowning, But you know, where the but the water is murky, vision is blurred, lost in the droplets of another. I took pity on the wretched who fell overboard, careless with their footing, addicts. And then, in secret, I envied every drowning. He's sharing with us his deepest thoughts in the second part. So, you know, I really liked how, you know, the first part weaves into the second part. You know, the first part is all that he wishes for, and the second part is his reality in some way. So, you know, it's really well done. The juxtaposition of the two emphasizes really, you know, the deep wish of wanting to drown, like in the first part. If that is clear, what I just said there, but that's what I think.
You know, but
awesome right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome, right, by Dark Night of the Soul. Indeed.
And Lou, how about you, Lou?
You know, I really enjoyed listening to Jody read this poem, you know, that the Dark Night of Soul wrote. To me, this was philosophical. It was like he was drawing his toe in the sand, saying, I'm not going to go that far because I'm afraid because I've watched all you other idiots drown. Okay, and crying in your beer, you know, and call me and talk about it. And I had to, like, pat you on the back telling you it's okay. And, you know, and then what do? They go right back to that pool of water to drown in love. You know, he has been tempted by it, you know, to be in that part when there was, you know, that temptation, you know, just, I want to do that. I want to go that. But watching somebody suffer does cause you to be, you know, hold back because you're like, you know, you don't want to be hurt that bad. You know, you're cautious. So then in part two, you know, going along with Naomi says, you know, he says it right there, I've witnessed many a drowning where the infamous sea of blood consumed. And then he goes, you know, I could just see, I watch bodies sink like stone, you know, where you just hit the rock bottom, you know, and, you know, it's just, you know, but then he, you know, when you watch somebody that's so deeply in love and you see their eyes glow and they chat and they're happy and, you know, you go out there and you buy flowers and gifts and, you know, if you're a carpenter, you make things, you know, just that art of wooing in, you know, that first love and those pink sunshades. Oh, they feel so good in the sun. But when you're drowning, that is a different story. But here, you know, he says, I have witnessed many go under, and I wanted to be that drowning man, you know, to feel everything that they felt that, but nope, he draws his toe in the sand. And that's somebody that's afraid of being hurt. Well written, nicely penned.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I have to agree. I loved part one because, you know, of course, I'm the hopeless romantic in the bunch. You know, but I love to take
oh, we all are.
I thought it was so nicely penned. You know, I rode the waves that were never too rough, as calm as any land. Never knew the danger I was in until drowning began. I gurgled your saltwater kisses. I swam inside your skin. You showered me with wetness until I end and you begin. And then I thought part two was nicely done as well, because that's the reality of so many people. You know, like, I'm just not giving in. You know, I'm not willing to open up so much, or I'm not willing to allow myself to fall. You know, crazy people like me say, well, the fall is half the fun of it. You know what I mean? Like, go for it. Just go for it.
Exactly. That's what makes life.
Absolutely. What's the point? You know, you got to fall. And
I had this one guy way back. And he said, and he used to say, you know, I used to be like, I fell really in love with him. And he used to say, well, we don't fall in love. We grow in love. But there was sense, there was logic in that, you know,
yep.
Because, you know, ever, you know, long lasting love often is you not when you fall, it's when you grow, you
yep.
know, grow in
That's
love.
True.
And yeah,
true.
But didn't work out in the end. But anyway, he didn't grow enough.
I just think that, you know, I mean, you know, I clown around about falling in love. You know, yeah, it is something that grows, but. Falling. It's kind of like skydiving. You know, there's a certain thrill
yeah.
involved in that as well. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could kill you, but it's fun. You know, it could kill me, but it's fun. You know, take a chance sometimes. But yeah, that's just me being silly like I am. And Jody, what did you think of the poem you read?
Oh, I loved it. I thought he did a really good job of being vulnerable in the poem. You know, he barely hoping he'd ever have a relationship like everyone else he's watched to be bleeding and broken from them opening their heart, right?
Absolutely.
Then he starts to bring it together, you know, brings Mars and Venus together like he should, and just blends very well. I thought he did a good job going in and out of the
nice.
Message he was trying to send.
Nice comment. I agree. I think you're right. I think there was a lot of great comments on this piece. And it was a great piece. It was just something, you know, very different because it did show two opposing sides of the one prompt, and it was just nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell you what, Lou, I have your piece up. Well, almost
okay.
done. I'm heading that way. Mm-hmm. And this is called Stardust Pigments by Lou Wildove. Woohoo! Whenever you're ready, Lou.
Okay, let me refresh because I'm not going up. There it is. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Stardust Pigments by Lou Wildove. Warmth. Sands, lipped exhales, tempting sunbursts, tongue titillation, perfume, floral perspiration, slides gently between silvery rising cleavage, amorous soft moans, smoky, milky clouded moon, aerial, radiant infant, absorbing, descending night sparkling, darkest article, laying bare, exposed, sooty lashes, unveiling golden chocolate irises, where carnal notes reverberate, gaiety moves my form in slow and hurried platinum storms, wool champagne lips echo each syllable of your name. Your lurid, blinding kisses, grasping, fondling, smoldering fingertips, imprinting fertility's full-bodied celestial celebration, bearing gently my full, powdery, tiny backside, throaty sighs drape across full-length cloud pillows, midnight dreams awaken, rocked bodies encircling you in moon streams, basking in your loving, radiant, clinging smile, mesmerized, yearning for your feverish hands to grip my swaying, writhing, pleasurable hips, as the rhythm of nightingale's tunes enraptures midnight's velvety canvas, her nocturnal, intoxicating, blooming, orangey fragrance, creamy porcelain, moonflower petals unfurl, awaiting the frenzied
fiery hummingbird moth, his blazing mouth greedy with appetite, devouring my honey-scented, fruity, juicy mandarin nectar, spreading petals unfold, spine arched in burning waves of melding, fusing, moonstar singing outbursts. In his seared streams of sunlight radiating beams, imprisoned in twilight's turbulence, bass tones whispered and checked, bellowing mother of pearl, midnight's throbbing vein. Decirme, mi camino, mi amado, Dios sol, so I may languish and kiss starry misted blankets in the alchemy of love, hushed intimacy.
Ooh, how lovely. How lovely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Naomi, would you like to start us off?
Oh, wow. You know, you're the queen of sensuality.
Thank you, Naomi.
Oh, gracious. You know, everything from the imagery to the metaphors to the, you know, all of this poem to the beautiful flow of the whole entire rite. You know, everything is done just to perfection. It's just you know, just so captivating and so enveloping. It's, you know, awakening, enlightening. It's almost like a spiritual experience, you know, the hearing you read. I just loved, you know, frenzied tongue, the sun's firing, hummingbird moth, his blazing mouth greedy with appetite, devouring my honey-scented, fruity, juicy, mandarin nectar, spreading petals on fold, you know, and the spine arched in burning waves of melding, fusing, moon stars shining outbursts. It's the way it's written. It's so beautiful, Lu Yu. And,
you
know, like I said, it just flows together so beautifully. All the, everything that you put it awakes all our five senses. This poem does, it really does. So bravo.
Thank you. And those words towards the bottom mean in Spanish, direct my path, my beloved godson or son god.
Mm.
Very nice, Louie, very nice. And Jody, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with Naomi. That flowed like a waterfall. That was in,
oh, thank
very,
you.
Very sensual, right? I like that.
Thank you.
Definitely
Jen.
Could tell you're ready to burst into flames, right?
I don't know many a fella who burst into flames with Lou Reed. So, you know.
Oh, man.
You should be around when she's
like, you know, to know that you're with them. There's nothing else you can do, right? It was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was beautiful.
And
yeah, thank
I also
you.
Enjoyed the other language, too. I wasn't sure what that was, but yeah, it did sound very sensual.
Yeah, it was Spanish. I just thought that the prompts that Phil, you know, put up, and I did it to 3 and 4, and, you know, I just, you know, you are my sun, my moon, and all my stars, they eat me coming, and then 4, and I always think of you at midnight. Between the stillness of my soul and the pounding of my heart, right, in our heart. I mean, those were just, how could you not be tempted to write?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, I could still be listening to it.
Thank you.
No short story with that.
Now, see, Jody, that's what I was saying. The guys always burst into flames when she starts reading her Spanish. It happens every time. She starts rolling the R's, and the whole world just bursts. Whoa. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. It's amazing. No, Lou, this was beautiful, as always. Excellent take on the chosen prompts. I think you pulled them together beautifully. Your imagery was spot on, like always, and your metaphors were fabulous. I started to grab up some lines, you know, and we all know how I get with that. But I started out with spine arched in burning waves of melding, fusing moon stars, singing outbursts. And I took it all the way down to the end. I mean, you know, I don't think you want me to read half of your poem, but yeah.
Why not?
But it was beautiful. Well, you know, when you get the credit for it, I have to step out, see.
Oh.
But, you know, it's your sunlight's radiating beams imprisoned in twilight's turbulence, bass tone, whispers injected in billowing mother of pearl, midnight's throbbing veins. And then I have to skip a few lines because that's what I got to do. So I relanguish and kiss starry misted blankets in the alchemy of love's hushed intimacy. Beautiful, beautiful work, honestly. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
I thank you for writing and sharing with us tonight. That was fabulous. That's a nice treat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let me see now. I got to figure out what I'm doing. Tassie, I'm totally lost. It's all Lou's fault. And blame somebody, right? Naomi, I'm going to come back to you. And this one is called Drown in You by Terry Owen. So let me grab that and put it up. Thanks, Lou. Okay, whenever you're ready, Naomi.
Okay, Drown in You. I will discard the buoyancy. Aid, allow my body to sink. Let me be your shipwreck. I want to drown in all you think. I will dive into your soul, explore your seabed, blanket myself in you as a whole, ride the waves in your head. I will go with the tide every time it turns. I will float in any direction. My heart so desperately yearns for you to stare into the ocean and gaze upon my reflection. End poem.
Nice. Nice read, Naomi. Nice read. Yes. Jody, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah, sure. I thought that was very romantic, sensual, right? You know, she wasn't just talking about the physical nature of the relationship. She really wanted to go deep into the soul. I can appreciate that. It ain't all about the physicality of the relationship. I thought she did a wonderful job the way she put the imagery out with the shipwreck and exploring the seabed. Gazing into the ocean. I thought she did a good job tying that all in from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Louie, you want to go next?
Mm-hmm. I really love the way Naomi read this. I loved Terry's line because it just softly went into the next line and the next line like water trickling. I just thought this was beautiful. My favorite stanza is the middle one. I will dive into your soul, explore your seabed, blanket myself in you as a whole, ride the waves in your head. You know, this is somebody that, you know, doesn't just want a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, this is somebody who's looking for a deeper relationship. And one of the things that I've always said, and we have done prompts on this, and I think contests, were how a mind can be so attractive, so sexy, you could just look at. And right there, she wants to know him deeper, you know, what is in his head. And, you know, to get to know him, blanket, you know, expose your seabed, you know, to get to know that person. You know, this was beautifully penned. And I really, really enjoyed this poem.
Beautiful. Beautiful comment, Lou. Yeah, I thought this was a great piece as well. A nice take on the chosen prompt. Great lines throughout, and well done, and a great share. I started off with the second stanza. I will dive into your soul, explore your seabed, blanket myself in you as a whole, ride the waves in your head. I will go with the tide every time it turns. I will float in any direction. My heart so desperately yearns for you to stare into the ocean and gaze upon my reflection. Lovely lines in there. And well done. And I thought it was a great take on the prompt, you know, which, of course, if I go over here, it says, I do not desire mediocre love. I want to drown in someone. And I thought it was a good take on that. I mean, really, nicely penned and well put together. And Naomi, how about you? No.
Yeah, this is beautiful. What was that expression? Oh my gosh, you know, I'm French, so every time I hear an expression, I go, wow, like, this is not wham, bang, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I never heard that one before. Ma'am, ma'am, thank you, ma'am. back to the poem, Naomi. Yeah, you know how vast the ocean is? Like, you can see for miles and miles, you know, an ocean. And to ask somebody, you know, so desperately, for somebody, you know, that their heart to so desperately yearn, for someone to stare into that vastness and gaze only upon their reflection, you know, to see only them within all that vastness, that is really profound. I really, really like, you know, thought that those lines were amazing. But, you know, all through the poem, like you said, Lou, it just trickles down, you know. It's beautiful, beautifully written, flows impeccably. So, and a great title, Drown in You. Beautifully written to that prompt, for sure. Amazing. Amazing poem. Harry here.
Absolutely. Now, Lou, can I get you to read the next one for us?
Yes,
I have no
ma'am.
Idea who it is, so forgive me if I have skipped somebody, but I'm trying to be good. This is called Lover of My Soul by Stephanie LaCour.
Okay. Oh, I like her last name.
Yeah, too.
Lover of My Soul by Stephanie LaCour. Hearts on fire fueled by song, denied far, far too long. As strangers we embrace, entangled together, arms, legs, and hands, fingers run along. Together our hearts beat as one song. We start our eternal dance, we heed with every movement and sound we conceive. Desire unfolds forevermore. Fire and shadow play in our core. Breath and moan with whispered intention. Time becomes no more with our spirit ascension. Waves of pleasure crash into the sea. We lay in silence of only you and me. Bliss, eternal love in poem.
Great read, Lou. Jody, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah, I definitely thought that was very soulful. I like the title of that, Lover of My Soul. You know, started out with, as strangers and definitely progressed into much more. Eternal love, I mean, there's nothing better than finding that, that's for sure. It's like time is nothing when they're looking at you, right? You get that feeling like 5 minutes in the morning can carry you through the whole day.
That's true.
I very much enjoyed that one.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I totally agree with Jody, you know, that she really makes you think of, you know, that those moments where, you know, you find that you're entangled together, you're entangled in that love, you found that soulmate that will carry you forever, you know, that, like she says, you know, time becomes no more with our spirit ascension, waves of pleasure crash into the sea. We lay into the silence of only you and me, bliss, eternal love. We lay into the silence of only you and me. That is such a beautiful, beautiful line. I just love that. And you know, that silence, that serenity, that peacefulness that you can find with somebody else. You know, when you do find it, it's rare. But when you do find that kind of silence, it's you just float. You're just floating on cloud nine. So and she says it in this poem. So beautifully written.
Absolutely. I think this is a beautiful poem. I'm not exactly sure which prompt she was writing to. It could have been prompt 2, whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. Could have been
mm-hmm.
that one.
Mm-hmm.
The only other mention of a soul was in prompt 4, and I always think of you at midnight between the stillness of my soul and the pounding of my heart. I think I'm probably leaning towards the first one, the Emily Bronte quote.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful piece and very well done. I thought it was well penned, and I picked it up from here. We start our eternal dance, we heed. With every movement and sound we concede, desire unfolds forevermore. Fire and shadows play in our core. Breath and moan with whispered intentions. Time becomes no more with our spirit ascension. Waves of pleasure crash into the sea. We lay into the silence of only you and me, bliss, eternal love. I thought that was just beautiful. You know, it was. I like how she rhymed every, you know, every two lines. You know, she could have actually split this out into. Yeah, that's it. Oh my God,
mm-hmm.
my brain is shutting down. But she really could have split it out that way, and I think that. You know, it was a great share for tonight, a beautiful piece.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for sharing with us, Stephanie. LaCroix,
mm-hmm.
I see that? New name to me. And I liked it. Now,
mm-hmm.
Naomi,
mm-hmm.
no. Who are you? That's you. Lou, what did you say?
Yeah.
You... Wow.
You know, for me, you know, and I could be wrong, you know, she's her title, Lover of My Soul. And, you know, it just sounds like to me with the first, you know, two lines, hearts on fire, fueled by song, denied far, far too long. You know, it sounds like she's been in a long-distance relationship. And, you know, sometimes I think those are the best to start off with because you get to know somebody from a distance. You don't have to, like, you know, run and put your makeup on and put perfume on, you know, before they hit the front door. You know, you get to know somebody long distance. You know, they're issues in life and everything and families and, you know, and then, you know, it's true. They could be listening to music and the song that they've picked for their relationship. And then, you know, because she says they've been denied each other when they finally meet. Yeah. You're strangers as you embrace, you know, because you haven't touched them before, you know, then you go into different experience. Because now you had been connected mentally. Now it was mental and physical where, you know, she said that she got to touch your face and your arms and your leg, you know, your hands and my fingers were on the long. You know, I imagine she's, you know, touching, you know, everything on his body. And then, of course, you know, they allowed their desires to unfold and they both found their soulmate. And, you know, and who doesn't want to have this type of relationship where you're connected by your soul and then eventually by your body, where you can actually show him bliss, eternal love forever, you know, romantic.
That's the way to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's the way to finish, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice comments, everybody. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Weaver of Dreams, and it's called The Cosmos. So let me put that up, and I have an audio for this one. And here it goes.
All is possible. It takes no more than a thought. In the realm shadows cavort. From woman to man, my words will take flight as a sensual symphony of sound fills the night. You are my sun, radiant and bright, always true, invoking flames of passion from me to you. I feel your warmth, a gentle touch upon my skin, melting doubts, awakening desires from within. You, my moon, bathe me in an alabaster glow, while I ride your waves as they ebb and flow. In your ardent embrace, our secrets we share, those whispered confessions, tender and rare. You are my stars, teetering wildly across the sky, each a celestial promise to which I need to fly. Mapping our love, the night gently transforms. With each contact, a new constellation forms. In the language of touch, we can find our voice. As silence speaks volumes, we willingly rejoice. In this delicious dance, bodies eagerly entwine, become a symphony of pleasure, yours and mine. So my love, it's time to delve into this cosmic art, where passion will allow our inhibitions to depart. In the never-ending vast expanse of our desires, you've become my sun, my moon, all of my stars.
Great. Nice piece, Weaver, and thank you for the audio. Wonderful job. Lou, do you want to start us off?
Yes, I've got to say this is one of the loveliest romantic poems I've read. And, of course, it's our Weaver. You know, she really expanded that prompt by E.E. Cummings. Oh, my goodness. You are my sun, radiant and bright, always true, invoking flames of passion from me to you. You know, this soft rhyme here. I liked, you are my moon, bathe me in alabaster glow while I ride your waves as they ebb and flow. And one of them, this one, mapping our love, the night gently transforms with each contact, a new constellation forms. I thought that was so beautiful, where constellations are forming from their love making. And I just thought that was just one of the just a gorgeous couplet that I have read, you know, that I have read lately. I just thought it was just gorgeous. And you know how she just expanded the universe of love here with her cosmos and his beautiful, beautiful prompt, you are my sun, my moon, and all my stars. And I thought that she did this beautifully. Oh my goodness, this was just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful comment. And Jody, how about you?
I thought the same. She did a very good job on the prompt. Mapping our love, language of touch, you know, delicious dance, and the thoughts, like, touched every part of with sensuality. Mm-hmm. It's like everything she can see, you know, feel that he could feel everything that she trying to convey, and when they're like that close, you know, like every touch is amplified, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the way they look at each other. I think that was very well written. Very good job.
I agree. And Naomi, how about you?
I agree with both of you. You know, this is beautiful. It's art on the page, but like she's talking about cosmic art here. You know, their love is like delving into this cosmic art, but she created a real art piece in this poem. It's so tender, it's so passionate, and it's so just so beautiful. And yeah, there's a softness to it. There's a powerfulness to it at the same time. But there's, it's so, also, you know, the complexity of the lines are just so, so wonderfully well written. So, wow, Katie, you know, I think this is one of my favorite poems of Katie that I've ever read. So beautifully done. Just pulled this together magnificently. Bravo, Katie. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Absolutely. I thought it was a beautifully written piece as well and a wonderful take on the prompt. I loved her use of couplets. That was the word I was trying to figure out before. Her rhyme and meter was nicely done. You're my sun, radiant and bright, always true, invoking flames of passion from me to your warmth, a gentle touch upon my skin, melting doubts, awakening desires from within. You, my moon, bathe me in alabaster glow, while I ride your waves as they ebb and flow. In your ardent embrace, our secrets we share, the is tender and rare. You are my stars, teetering wildly across the sky, each a celestial promise to which I need to fly. Mapping our love, the night gently transforms. With each contact, a new constellation forms. They were fabulous lines, and they really were the heart of the prompt. Right there. And I think that it was a fabulous job. Excellent share, and thanks for the entry. And Weaver, thumbs up. Two thumbs up. If I had three, I'd give it.
I hope not.
But I don't have three. But if I had three, I would give her all three.
Well, we'll give her all six together.
Well, there's eight of us. We have eight.
Eight.
Eight thumbs up. Yes. There's four of us.
There's four?
Missing. There's
yeah.
You,
Phil,
and Lou.
You,
Joey, and me.
Oh, my gracious. It's kidding.
I think that Naomi's specialty was English, not math. It's okay. All good. Yeah, there's eight. Oh my gosh.
I was really good in math, but not in fast calculation. But I mean, that is the summit of not being good in math.
I'm telling you, it's never a dull moment here in LMP. I'll give you that.
I don't know. Just that, I have been so dingy today. I don't know. There must be something in the air. It's not just you, girl.
No. I'm definitely on that boat there, Lou. So
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm a little whiffy every day. But, I can't think of words. Mine is words. Naomi's is math. You know, yours can be whatever you want it to be, Lou. We're good. We got it all covered. We're good. And Jody, he's kind of like just looking at us all going,
You can jump in anytime, Jody.
He's afraid it's contagious.
I'm a good listener.
You're a good listener?
Yeah.
You know, he's a smart man. He knows when not to get involved. That's what that is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jody, I got one for you to read again. This is called My Turn to Dance by Rhyme No Reason. So whenever you're ready.
my turn to dance. You watch her dance. Your eyes focus in. Face of an angel. Her body's booming. She's deadly serious about having fun. She's nice and dark, kissed by the sun. You see that smile, the sideways glance. You stare at her body, especially her hands. She changes it up, keeps it fresh. Poetry in motion, sex in a dress. She makes it hard and makes it so easy. Her eyes said it all. She wanted to please me. Laughing and talking. A little romance took me home. Now it's my turn to dance. And poem.
Nice read. Naomi, do you want to start us off?
Well, first of all, I really loved hearing Jody read that. Oh, my gracious, you did such a great job. Bravo, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just love this poem. I just loved every part of it, you know. You know, there's these women, well, you know, you don't have to always make it easy. It's fun when you make it hard. Like, you know, come on. Come and get me, but, you know, work for it a little bit. You know, so I really like that stanza. She makes it hard, and she makes it so easy. Yeah, it's so easy to love her, but she doesn't make it all that easy, you know. Her eyes said it all. She wanted to please me. But you could take it another way. She makes it hard, depending on what you're thinking, if your mind is in the gutter or not. But anyway, laughing and dancing, a little romance, she took me home. Now it's my turn to dance. Yeah, like, yeah, dance her to the whatever, dance her to the bedroom, guys. But, you know, just an amazing, amazing write. Yeah. Well done. Well read by Jody.
Lou, how about you, hon? Oh, God.
Oh, you know, this quote by Johnny Ox, you know, I think I watch too many crime stories. You see these women, and that is their intention, to rob you or to slaughter you. That's it. You know, those are your options. You better hope you have your wallet in the morning. And, you know, and you know what? He did this perfectly. You know, the siren call, you know, that danger sexuality that you just tempts you where normally you just wouldn't. But, you know, it's that siren, you know, like they're oozing some type of pheromone to seduce you. And I thought that he did this fantastically, these short brevities where he just goes in, you know, where he says she's deadly serious about having fun. She's nice and dark, kissed by the sun. And then, you know, he just, you know, and then he's watching, you know, her body's movements, you know, watching her. You see that smile, that sideway glance. You stare at her body, especially her hands. And then I was just wondering why he was looking at her hands, you know, like, you know, what's he thinking there? But, you know, it's just, you know, like Naomi brought out in that stanza, she makes it hard. She makes it so easy, just no silence there. Her eyes said it all. She wants to please me. I hope he gets out of that bedroom with that last stanza. And I don't know if I should be congratulating him or saying a prayer. He gets out of the room. That is a good poem because you start questioning. You know,
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yes, I thought this was nicely penned and a great take on the prompt. Sorry, I'm like a little bit lost for a second. She's deadly serious about having fun. She's nice and dark, kissed by the sun. You see that smile, the sideways glance? You stare at her body, especially her hands. She changes up, keeps it fresh. Poetry in motion, sex in a dress. I thought they were great lines. I really did. I thought they were fun. They were sensual. And they were just well thought through. So great lines throughout. And thank you so much for sharing. Another new name to me, Rhyme, no Reason. I like it. I like it a lot. Jody, how about you?
Yeah, I thought it was a great poem from a guy's perspective.
Like, there you go.
You always see beautiful women, and for her to actually want to take you home and what you always dream about, but then when it actually happens, you're like, oh, all right. And, you know, you're like, hold on, I got 2 hours before my flight, right? Like, all right. Yeah.
That's why you got to read, see, because I read your
I
early.
Think that was that goes back to that wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, there you go. gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I thought it was well written. I liked it. I enjoyed that. For sure.
Okay. Now, Naomi, I have one left. I think I'm going to get you to read. This is called Craving the Flavor of Love by Omar the Alchemist.
Yeah. Okay. Craving the Flavor of Love. You wet my lips and my appetite. Now I want a crack at life. I want some superpowers. I don't fear the kryptonite. You wet my lips and my appetite. Now I want some pie, a slice. I want understanding, willing to pay the price. You wet my lips and my appetite. Now I want to love like Christ. I want a microphone. I don't believe the hype. You wet my lips, my appetite. Now I want to see the light. I want the sorrow and the rain. I don't fear my fright. You wet my lips and my appetite. End poem.
Nice read. Nice read. Jody, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. I thought that was very well read. Good job, Naomi.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, she definitely wants to let him get under her skin, right? She's have the gold treasures in her soul. That's what he has, right? He's got her soul. Just embrace the relationship. Oh, it's very sensual, right? You did a good job.
Nice. Nice comment. Lou, how about you?
Yeah, I thought he did a fabulous take on the prompt, you know, that he fell terribly in love with the way her loneliness felt soft and suddenly asleep in his chest by Christopher Tom Dexter. And, you know, right there where he says, you know, when you fall in love with somebody, you know, that is very lonely and very sad, and, you know, obviously he's been watching her for a long time. He's saying, I'm willing to pay the price, you know. Now I want a crack at life. I want some superpowers. When you get involved with somebody who's very troubled or, you know, very lonely for whatever reason that they are, you know, you're taking on, you know, like they say, their luggage, their baggage, you know, but you can help them carry it, you know, to willing to be able to do that. And, you know, then he goes in and he repeats it again. You wet my lips and my appetite. Now I want to see the light. I want the sorrow and the rain. I don't fear my flight. You know, to let her know that, you know, whatever sadness and whatever, you know, rain, like they, you know, bring out that rain brings showers, that he's willing to help her carry that through. Because not only is he willing to carry her pain, but he's also wanting to light her love and make her feel loved. At least that's what it meant to me.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lou. And Jody, how about you? No, wait. Naomi, how about you?
Yeah.
You raised the bar with that last comment. Like, man.
Oh, Lord. Like,
dove in a little deeper.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I agree, you know. He starts off with, you know, you wet my lips and my appetite. You know, you give me a little taste there on the lips, and then you open up my appetite, you know. And he wants these superpowers, doesn't fear the kryptonite. So he wants these superpowers to deal with, you know, all the pain that this person has, to carry, like Lou said, to be able to carry her forward, you know, by his love. You see that in that last couplet there. Now I want to see the light. I want the sorrow and the rain. I don't fear my fright. You know, you'll take her, one way or the other with everything that she has to offer, with all her pain, with everything, you know, because, of course, she has awakened him, awakened his appetite for her. So, I think that was this is an amazing write.
Yes.
I love the title, too, Craving the Flavor of Love. Amazing, amazing title.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a great write, I thought. It was a good take on the prompt. Clever take on the prompt, because the prompt was just a little different, you know what I mean? But it worked. It really worked. So I think that was nice. It was a great share for tonight and a nice piece. Great contest entry, and I thank you very much for sharing with us Omar the Alchemist. Another new name for me tonight. Yeah, what a great night of poetry. I want to thank you all for calling in. Jody, you know how much I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Giving us a deeper voice.
All right.
Naomi and I could have tried, but I don't know if they would have survived.
Same bass, mama, same tenor.
There you go. And Naomi, thank you for calling in and hanging out with me all night. And Lou, you? As always, thanks for calling in. It's always wonderful to have you around on a Wednesday night. It's good to have you around any night, but, you know, you always are a fine addition to our Art of Seduction shows. And I want to thank everyone who gave us poetry, anyone who hung in the room. Thank you, Robbie. I wasn't really looking out there very much because I can barely handle two things, let alone three or four. And what a great night, and I appreciate you all very much. And just for the record, the show from last night that was postponed will be happening next Tuesday. So that's the Colossus, the stone sculpture. So Bobby's sending out a notice to everybody in the contest. And thank you all so much. Much appreciate every one of you.
Great show.
Thanks, great honey. Show. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for calling in and hanging.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Sweet dreams.
Yes, you too.